It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium is the 1,060th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain Boys.
Sunny Tennessee.
Down south.
My home's in sunny Tennessee.
Nashville.
Down in sunny Tennessee, that's where I long to be. Back home in sunny Tennessee.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Hurry across the snow if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Play it all along. Honey, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? Soon as I land with the banjo in my hand, honey, where you been so long?
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Cuff, the king of country music, and all the Smoky Mountain Boys back from that great tour of our armed forces bases in the Caribbean sector. Well, first off, Roy, we have to let the good folks know what to expect on the show tonight.
That's exactly right, Grant Turner, so far away.
Oh, let's not use that word fire, Roy. Let's just say that we got our regulars, Miss June Carter and Archie Campbell.
Yes, and of our bunch who were with me on our trip, there's Bashful Brother Oswald, Miss June Webb, Howdy Forster, Jimmy Riddle.
Yes, and Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee travelers. And as our special guest, that sweet, singing, good-looking boy who hails from down Texas way, Billy Walker. And Billy will be singing one of his great songs for us in just a few minutes. Right now, it's my privilege to introduce that fast-talking boy who starts his tongue wagging even before he gets his mind in gear, Archie Campbell.
Thank you there, Grant. Howdy, Roy.
Howdy.
Say, I want to talk to you for just a few minutes, if you don't mind.
All right, have a seat.
Well, certainly ain't everybody.
Oh. Arch, I mean, won't you sit down?
Oh, no. I'll stand up, thank you. I've been horseback riding all day.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll just stand up. Buddy, I didn't know that anything filled with hay could be so hard. I ate supper off the mantel.
Well, all right, what did you want me to do then?
Well, I wanted to see if I couldn't get a job, Roy. I'll tell you, I've got to have some money somewhere or another, and I'm too nervous to steal.
Is that right? Well, what can you do?
Well, I've done a few things. Last job I had was down here in a department store.
Uh-huh.
I worked in the lingerie department, you
lingerie.
Know. Ladies unmentionables and so forth. And I was working in there, and one day a woman come in. She wanted to buy a pair of hose. And the boss, he said, now you go behind the counter there and try them on.
Mm-hmm.
She went back there, and the boss told us clerks, he said, now the first one of you I catch peeping, uh-huh. he's fired.
I know what you mean.
Well, after I lost that job.
Oh, no.
I says, I'm going to see old Roy, see if he can help me out a little.
Well, I might be able to do that, Archie, but first I'll have to examine your aptitude.
You wouldn't dare.
Arch, I mean your IQ.
Huh?
IQ.
Well, I like you too, Roy, but this is no time for romance.
Well, listen, Arch, just answer some questions.
All right, give me some questions.
Do you know when Washington died?
Say, Lord, no, I didn't even know he was sick.
Oh. Well, where is the capital of the United States?
Could you try that again there?
I say, where is the capital of the United States?
Well, we've loaned most of it to the foreign countries.
Buddy, you're getting smart now. I can see that. You would think I'm smart, Bill. Who discovered America, Arch?
Who discovered what?
America.
Who discovered America?
Uh-huh.
Lord, I didn't even know it was lost.
Oh, Arch. Well, let me tell
you. They're hunting for that thing again.
Let me tell you. It was discovered by a very famous Italian.
America was discovered by a famous Italian.
That's exactly right.
I know who it was.
Who was it?
Perry Como.
Oh, no. you get out of here.
Now, wait a minute before I leave. I'm going to leave in a minute, but I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen my wife?
Your wife?
Have you seen my wife?
Oh, she's around behind.
Yeah, I know that, but have you seen her?
That wasn't your wife I saw you with last night.
Did you see her?
Yeah.
That was my baseball girl.
Your baseball girl?
Yeah.
What do you mean, a baseball girl?
Well, if you don't give her a diamond, she won't play ball. But I tell you, she turned out to be a foul ball, and I didn't get to first base.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I made one error, and she walked home.
Oh, get out of here.
Go on home.
Archie Calhoun, now isn't it about time we let the folks have a listen to our guest?
Right as usual, Roy. So without another word, let's have a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for the boy from Fort Worth, Billy Walker.
Billy, a welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, boy.
Thank you very much, Roy. It's nice to be here. And, Grant, it's good to see you again, too.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you, Billy. Tell me, how's that new record going?
It's doing just fine and look like it's going to do something real great.
So we're all hoping for you, Billy. But now, how about letting us hear all of it, huh?
So here he is, neighbors. Billy Walker and his great Columbia record, Forever.
Money on Groundhog Day Tuesday? Will it come spring right off, or will we have another 6 weeks of winter?
Oh, hold it now, Roy. Hold it. You ought to know by now that I never bet on anything except Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Prince Albert is steady and true, always the same. Chock full of that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easy-going taste that pipe smokers and roll-your-own men prefer.
Prince Albert is mighty good, Grant.
Good, Roy. Prince Albert is the greatest.
That's right.
But don't just take my word for it. The proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA. Crimp cut, so it packs right and burns even and slow without unpleasant hot spots. And because Prince Albert sells the fastest, it naturally moves the freshest off the shelf direct to you.
So take a tip from Grant and me, neighbors. If it's smoking pleasure and satisfaction you want, plus some mighty good flavor, light up with Prince Albert.
America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now here's Tommy Jackson and Howard Forster with their twin fiddles, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers and the ever-popular Snowflake Reel. Fill it, boys.
We presented the real beauty of this particular show. She's well known to the opera audience and a girl who sings a great song. Lovely June Webb. And she has a Hickory record on this. What a price to pay.
I passed you and you didn't even speak. At least I thought you'd say hello to me. What have I done to make you feel this way? Oh, what a price to pay. I love you and you know I always will. My every dream is how I miss you still. It seems to me I'm always in the way. Oh, what a price to pay. There was a time when in your heart I know you loved me true. What happened? What happened? Is there somebody new? I'm waiting anytime you change your mind. I live with memories of you all the time. There's nothing more, I guess, that's left to say. Oh, what a price to pay. Is there somebody new? I'm waiting any time you change your mind. I live with memories of you all the time. There's nothing more, I guess, that's left to say. Oh, what a price to pay.
Thank you, June. Well, our next entertainer sure can play the harmonica. No, it's not Alvin. It's our old friend Jimmy Riddle. And he plays the ever-popular Indian Love Call. Jimmy? Riddle and his harmonica, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot, James. Thanks a lot. And in response to that indie love call, here comes the pale-faced princess of the Grand Ole Opry, Miss June Carter.
Thank you, and hello there, folks. I was looking for that old smart aleck Archie Campbell.
Which side do you work on?
I'm gonna work on this side, knockhead. I'm mad at you and how you've been telling them awful things about me.
They since Kate Corner's cat died, I've been holding up for you.
You ain't done it neither.
Them boys back there a minute ago was talking about you, and they said that June Carter looks like a sick cow.
That's what I know.
Well, by granny, I took up for you. I told them that you was a healthy cow.
Oh, smart aleck, I'd be ashamed. You're going to be that way about it. The last time I seen a face like yours, Tarzan was feeding it a banana. Oh.
Hey, June.
Get out of the way. This is my spot on the show. I'm supposed to tell a joke.
Wait a minute. That's what I want to talk to you about. Seems like all my jokes laid an egg tonight. And I wanted to get you to help me pull one.
Oh, all right, Archie. I'll help you. I ain't a bit hoggish with my joke telling.
Don't let this out, but I get the funny part, see?
Well, all right, I'll help you.
Now, here's the way it works. You be coming down the street there, see, and you run into me, and you say, hi, Arch.
Hi, Arch.
And I'll say, hi, June.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, how's everything over at the house?
He's in awful shape when I left, Archie.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling it to you now. Wait a minute.
Oh,
then I'll say, June, you ought to see that dog we got over to our house.
Yeah?
And then you say, what kind of a dog is it?
What kind of a dog is it?
And then I'll pull the funny part.
That's where you get your funny lines. Okay, yeah. And then that's where you all laugh right there. When I say, what kind of a dog is it?
They'll know when to laugh if you get your part right.
All right, I'll come down the street then.
Okay, go ahead. Hurry on down. June? Police! What on earth are you doing?
Coming down the street.
Well, you get back up the street and come back right. That ain't... Yes!
Now, where, Archie?
That's more like it. I know you now. Hi, June.
Hi.
How are you? Say, you ought to see that dog we got over at the house.
What color is it?
Pink? Oh, no.
What?
No, what kind of a dog is it?
Well, don't ask me. I don't know. It's your dog.
Get over. Are you supposed to ask me what kind of a dog
is it? I'll get it right this time.
And then I get the funny part. Okay. Try that.
All right. What kind of a dog is it, Archie?
That's good. That's good. Try it again.
What kind of a dog is it?
Please.
What kind of a dad-burned dog is it? How's that? I'll do that.
Yeah, try it that way. Hello, June. Say, you ought to see that dog we got over at the house.
Little hot dog?
No.
Cold dog?
No.
Lukewarm?
No.
Dog?
No, and I can't stand any more of your stupidity.
Well, just take all you want. There's plenty more. Where'd that come from?
I know what you're doing. You just don't want me to have the funny part, Dad. Blame your cotton picking hide. You don't want me to have. They wouldn't if you was in Bull's Gap treating me like that. They'd tar and feather you.
Yeah, about your hometown.
Lord, up there they love me. You ought to have been there the day I was born. I was there.
You were.
And I'll tell you, people come from miles around to see me there laying in my little crib. Beautiful baby I was.
Oh.
And they just wink at it right, Roy.
Yeah.
They come everywhere looking at me laying there in my little crib, and they file by just to look. And you know what they said when they saw me laying there in that crib?
What kind of a dog is it?
This is Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin. Right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is
is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing. And you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now here's our guest, Billy Walker, with another of his Columbia hits, Changed My Mind. Billy.
What am I supposed to do now that we are through? Am I supposed to look around and find somebody new? Change my life. Go away.
Go away.
Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Am I supposed to be happy? Say that you played fair. Am I supposed to say that's life and say I didn't care? Change my mind. Walk away.
Walk away.
Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Well, how can you just sit there and say it was a fling? And all the happy times we had didn't mean a thing. How can you start over and forget everything? Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Supposed to be cheerful, greet my friends and smile, tell them lies when deep inside I'm crying all the while. Change my mind. Go away. Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Well, how can you just sit there and say it was a fling? That all the happy times we had didn't mean a thing. How can you start over and forget everything? Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Pretend you never meant a thing to me.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you so much. But brings us down to the point where we give all the ladies a treat and present the handsome, well-dressed performer of the evening, bashful Brother Oswald, singing Columbus Stockade.
Well, it is a way down Columbus, Georgia, way back in Tennessee. Way down Columbus Stockade, when they're turning backs on me.
Thank you, Brother Oz. That was great. Now, Roy, before we have that one last song from you, would you like to tell us a little about your trip to the bases down through the Caribbean?
Grant, it was a very interesting and an enjoyable tour.
We had a lot of fun and entertained lots of our boys and girls down in there. And we also had the pleasure of entertaining some of the natives of the islands down there, and it was very enjoyable. I hope I get to go back and entertain all of them again sometime.
Well, thank you, Roy. I'm sure it was a wonderful experience. But now it's time for that song, so here he is, neighbors, Roy Acuff and the trio, and Roy's latest Hickory release, Don't Know Why.
Not even show my pain. Prove that I am to be lonely. Should laugh when they mention your name. Don't know why my love should remain. Losing my mind in this crazy game. Don't know why. Don't know why. I feel like I do.
To go. But before we do, I'd like to thank all of you for being with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Marty Robbins will be here to sing some great songs, and we'll have Lonzo and Oscar along as guests. Now, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everyone.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel!
This portion is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.